You are now listening to another episode of Box to Box, where we discuss all things football, keeping a closer eye on the Red Devils and the Gooners.
Yo, people, welcome back to another episode of Box to Box podcast. The man on my back, I'm back on the hosting, and yeah, life is good. How are we feeling?
No complaints here, man. Everything's sweet still.
Matt?
Hey, listen, I don't know how I'm feeling anymore.
Right?
I don't know. What do you mean, why? We got City tomorrow.
Yeah. That's calm.
I'm scared. No, it's not calm.
It's don't, calm,
don't,
bro.
No,
it's
let's
calm.
Not start the pod like that. It's not
nah,
calm.
Nah, bro, it's calm. Yeah, it's calm. Bro, calm, it's calm.
Man.
It's calm. It's calm, man. It's calm. It's calm.
Listen,
trust me,
I don't
bro.
Think you understand. You don't understand, yeah, because we're just going to go straight into this right now. You don't understand. When Arsenal drew against Brentford, yeah,
my head
how
was
many men were messaging me, fam? How many men were messaging me on my down? Like, it's like they were praying on my downfall, fam. Like, two days it hit full time. Man, them out of the blue. Man, them that I ain't spoke to in a minute. Send the man messaging. What you saying now, B? What you saying now? What you saying now?
Fam.
I'm looking at the timeline. Bare Arsenal fans are deflated, bro. Like, I've seen deflated Arsenal fans. I've seen Arsenal fans starting to agree with Gary Neville that maybe
nah,
he was right,
man.
Fam.
This is what I'm trying to say. Man. Nah, this is what I'm trying to say, bro. Like, in fact, yeah, let's just get straight into it. This is what I'm trying to say. Fam, it's a title race, bro. You're going to have bumps
man.
In the road. Fam,
nah,
deep
man.
It. No, bro.
Arsenal's bumps are different type
Max.
Of bumps.
No, listen. Deep it. Deep it, bro.
We told you.
Wait, bro, wait. Fam, we played 21 games, yeah? We got 51 points. We've dropped 12 points in 21 games, okay? We've got 50 points. We've got 50 points in our first, what? Is it like 18 or 19 games, which is our best ever start. Yes, we've lost to Everton and we drew Brentford. Bro, did anybody really think that this wasn't going to happen at any point? These slip ups.
If you listen to the previous pod, obviously, a couple men were saying that Man United should worry about the Everton's and that fam. You get me? Like they don't need to worry about the Everton because they're top team. You get me? But when we told. When us non-Arsenal fans told you, lot
you told
about
us
the Premier League,
bro?
We said that there's... That, fam, listen, that the listeners will tell you. The previous pod, man said, the Premier League is an interesting league. And we'll see, fam. But like I said, I've been dishing you lot. The Man City thing, obviously, said that was going to be a key factor. As much as the man don't want to admit it, since the City games, Arsenal ain't done their thing.
Fam,
like,
the hold on.
No,
hold on.
So, all right, Max, go on. You go on.
Let me say something, yeah. Obviously, I know I'm being a bit of a negative Nancy right now, but you can't blame me, bro. And the reason why I say this is, look, don't get me wrong. I'm happy with the progress Arsenal have made, but you don't understand how much, like, energy they've given us this season.
Yeah.
Now, for me, the issue I'm having is I'm starting to see the bottle, fam. Like, the bottle that everyone keeps... No, listen, bro. Listen to what I'm saying.
All right.
The reason why I'm trying to see the bottle is because, bro, that Everton game, that was a crucial game to show that we do have, you know what it is, we have what it takes
the
to be champions.
The cojones.
It's like, bro, first of all, Everton are always the team we always bottle it to. But look, cool. This was a chance to show that, you know what? Even though everyone got a new manager, even though the atmosphere is all tense and shit,
it's hostile.
Let's go there. Let's go get 3 points, fam. We didn't go get 3 points. Calm. No worse. We lost. Bounce back, manager, blah, blah, blah.
What was the score?
We lost 1-0.
We lost 1-0 from the listeners.
All right, cool. From the listeners. I just want the listeners.
Let me land. I think the game should have been a draw. But we lost 1-0. Fair play. Bounce back, manager, blah, blah. Because Man United, same thing happened to you,
Everton,
man.
Everton deserves to win.
Bro, stop interrupting me. You came back from Leeds and you drew. You still dropped points. So the bounce back effect, it hurt. It
just finish talking about Arsenal, my dude.
But we take Brentford at home, which is a game where it's like, if you lose one game, the next game, it's important to bounce straight back. I don't care how you win that game. Mm. And we did not deserve to even win that game, bro. We didn't even deserve to get a draw, let alone win that game, bro. Brentford should have packed us in the first 40 minutes, bro.
Yeah,
we
that's true.
Should have got put in a spliff. So, therefore, for me, I'm starting to see the bottle. And when I say see the bottle, I'm starting to see that maybe pressure's getting to these man.
No.
Maybe. No, let me finish, bro. The nerves are getting to this man. Maybe the loss of Gabriel Jesus is not getting to us, because times like this is where we needed Gabriel Jesus in games, where we need quality. We don't need chemistry. We need quality to win us these games against the Brentfords and the Evans. And now Jesus is now feeling the effects. Martinelli's dropped in form. You know what I'm saying? But midfield is a bit dry. We can't mix it up. We're sticking with Shaka.
Let me finish.
And then you've got Saliba and Saliba's dropping form. Ben White dropping form. Teenage, but maybe we should get a game. Now, cool. We drop points against Brentford now. Now the gap has closed down to 3 points with a game in hand. Now we play City tomorrow. If we lose to City tomorrow, it is peak, fam. Mm. And I'm telling you now, it is peak. Because you lose to City tomorrow, then we've got Aston Villa on Saturday. Yeah? 12:30 kickoff, where we don't do well on early kickoffs neither. And then it's against our ex-manager, Emery, who's probably going to want to put us in a spliff as well. You lose that game, then you've gone 4 games with 1 point out of 12, bro. And then you're telling me, and then that's when the Gary Nevilles and all of them, I would now start saying, I told you so, and that pressure will start coming in, and then what happens then? All I'm saying, we got to win tomorrow, innit?
Demeji, my one thing, and
we're good.
Demeji, my one thing, yeah, because I know what you're going to say in it. Like,
what am I going to say?
It's a drop of form, course, a drop of form, yeah, but we got to look at the type of drop of form, because like Matt said, yeah, are you now going to feel the effects of not having that clinical striker up top, fam? Do you know what I mean? Like, you had the transfer window there, now it's closed. Martinelli, like you said, isn't on form. You got Trossard cool in it, but, you know, it would have been nice if you got Mudrić. My thing is, I'm looking back, since the City game, yeah, and I said this, since that game, obviously, you guys, you haven't scored since our game. You didn't score the City game. The Everton game, you didn't score either. You managed to get one goal. So in the last 3 games, given the Arsenal team this season, the way you have gone on and managed to get goals, bro, you've only managed to score one goal in 3 games, bro. Like, that's the thing I'm looking at more than anything. And in this season, there's not been a month where you had that period. Do you know what I mean? That's the thing that I'm looking at more than anything, especially at this crunch time. That's why I went back to that City game, and I'm saying, did that game affect the morale? And obviously, we're dishing bants and all of this, but even if you were to lose this season or to maybe, like when you lost points against us, you still were a goal threat in that game, you know? I don't know, from what I've seen in the last few games, maybe, correct me if I'm wrong, where have you guys felt like the goals would come from somewhere else?
They've dried up, bro.
Yeah, they've dried up, bro.
Kecha in trouble, and Kecha in the room. It's not running anymore.
And the thing is, when I look at your results this season, yeah, like certain games, like for example, let's say that Liverpool game, fam. You know, they took you beat them 3-2 and stuff. Like, look at our game, for example. Them games where if the team was to come back and score, you still had something in your tank. Like now, going into tomorrow's game. With the 3 games prior, are you confident if City pack one
or 1,000%?
Are you confident that you can go to goal with them? Yeah,
yes, I am.
I'm not, bro. I'm so sorry, listen to me, bro.
If you're gonna completely scrap the previous 19 games and you're just going to use the last 2 Premier League games as evidence as to why Arsenal, if we go 1-0 down, we aren't gonna get a goal back. Above the previous 19 games, then, bro, that's cap.
I'm not scrapping that. But what I'm trying to say is in our DNA. It's in our culture. No, bro. Let's be realistic. I don't want it to be the truth, but I'm telling you now. Let's not move surprise. It is in our DNA. It's in our culture to bottle it, bro.
Wait, fam. Is this the same Arsenal team?
No, it's not the same. It's not the same Arsenal team. And don't get me wrong, yeah? Like, you still have the capabilities to go on. If you flip City tomorrow, things can change. But again, I'm put bats aside, yeah? Me just watching the ball, fam. I even saw a stat recently because I was speaking to my boy, yeah? During the Everton game, you're talking about some players have lost form. Me personally, I don't feel like... I don't think you've conceded set-piece goals prior to, like...
I don't know.
I don't think you've done many.
We haven't.
But yeah, recently, The United game, you conceded one. Everton game, and I was even watching that game, and I was seeing a lot of crosses go into the box. I was seeing Gabriel concede a lot of headers. Doucouré had a chance to score a header, like he should have scored that. Calvert-Lewin had a few headers prior to even them scoring from. And I even said to my boy, I'm like, I feel like this is how teams are now going to start going at Arsenal. Set pieces, getting crosses in. And we're now seeing that. Like, prior to United game, like I said, we had not seen that. Like you said, so if you're going to say we're taking this game and we're basically saying that's Arsenal, we're not. I'm just saying right now in this little spell, there are things happening that have not happened to you this season. Teams are attacking you differently.
That's true. I can't deny that. But at the same time, I think that Arsenal fans are like, we're getting too, I understand it, you have PTSD, but I feel like we're getting too nervous over a couple slip-ups. Like, fair enough, yes, bro. We dropped points two games in a row. Fair enough. I'm not talking about the City game because FA Cup, I don't care about FA Cup. We outplayed them. We lost them. We lost the match due to a defensive mistake. I don't care about that match. I'm talking about Everton and Brentford. And Everton, yeah, fair enough. We got outplayed. Brentford, we could have easily won that game. Obviously, due to the VAR decision, that didn't rule out Brentford's goal.
Yeah, that was a bum. We're gonna do the VAR team.
Yeah. I'm trying to say that yes, there's very thin margins at play here, and I think that people are trying to make it seem as if it's like black and white. That two slip ups in form. That means that this is the old Arsenal of last season or the season before. And I also think that this drop off in form, like you do, like Man City are gonna have a drop off in form similar to this as well.
I feel like especially now with the whole City allegation, and I don't know if you heard Pep come out in his press, and even before going to put Aston Villa in the spliff, I already felt that City, Diaz is back. I think from what I can see as well. City are gonna be on ramp up for
Diaz, and I say
that's me personally.
He'll get turned.
Now, Pep came on smoke. You know, Pep already, he identified United and Arsenal as snitches, fam. He already said, fam, he named us in the nine clubs. And he said that these are the clubs. They want you to hear it.
Yeah,
fam, he said these are the nine clubs that want City out of the Prem, fam. He named all of us, fam. He put us in and he said, I'm not going anywhere. Like, and he said, even if we are to go, I'll still come back, fam. I thought that has motivated him, fam. I'm telling you, fam.
Can I say something?
You know him at Gerrard, fam. He said, it's our fault Gerrard slipped. City are pumped. They're pumped.
We're going to talk about VAR. We're going to talk about that City case as well. But before we go away on this, Dimeji, I do think you're underestimating this PTSD that we have as a club, fam.
Let me land.
I think you're undermining this PTSD, and I'll tell you why, fam. Because tomorrow, I'm telling you now, if Man City score first, you're just going to hear silence at the Emirates, fam. Mark my words. We better score first. Because if we don't score first and City score first, bro, we're going to hear silence, fam. Because all the fans are going to crumble. And let me tell you why they're going to crumble. They're not going to crumble because, Arsenal might be losing the league. They're going to crumble because we have been talking smoke.
Why didn't they? No, but bro, we went 1-0 down to United, though. We went 1-0 down to United.
No, United is different, bro. United are United. Because United they're not levels, fam. United are not levels yet, bro. Respectfully, we are better than Manchester United, fam. So when United can score first, we can come. Man City are better than us, bro. Did you see their lineup the other day? They switched up, you know. They've got three at the back. Kyle Walker.
Diaz is back.
Did you see how Aston Villa second half, they were starting to turn.
Listen, in Jesus' name, I pray Arteta has a plan. He has a plan, and I pray that plan is successful. Because if we get hold smoke tomorrow, I'm logging out of social media.
I can't lie to you. There's one guy on Twitter, innit? Like, people obviously, before you lot had all your games, people were putting predictions, saying 9 out of 9 or whatever. This guy is the only guy on Twitter that I saw predict all of Arsenal's results. He said, we're going to lose 1-0 to Everton. He said, it's going to be 1-1 with Brentford. And he said, the City game, he said, City are going to win 3-0. So all my players are there.
City are not beating us 3-0.
This guy This guy has bagged. He's bagged every result. Listen,
what's his app? I'm gonna go and. I'm gonna go and report it.
I'm gonna post in the chat. Yeah,
I've actually seen it,
bro. Listen,
we're not losing 3-0 to City, bro. We're not losing 3-0.
Popped 3-0.
We're not losing 3-0. City's defense can get got at.
Let me tell you something. And if City pop us 3-0, City are basically saying to us, you man are small boys on this stuff, man. Don't ever know your place.
You know your place. You know the thing that Pep's doing, that formation is a bit mad, you know.
It's like, a formation. It's dead, bro.
Demeji, he put Rodri and Bernardo in DM, fam. Like, bro, that will mad. Get Najee.
Let him do that against Arsenal.
He put Bernardo, he put Rodri,
bro, KDB, he put Bernardo Silva left back. Put your left back.
Listen.
You know, it's sitting up bare high line. You know, there's going to be bare space in our. So, you know,
he did a 3-2-4-1 type of formation. Whatever he did.
You know that City play a high line. So, you know that Saka and Martinelli, it's not going to be that the last two games where they get doubled up on and they're going to get locked up. It's going to be a very open game. Oh, and it's an Emirates. I'm confident in it.
Fingers crossed. Demeji, I love your confidence. I hope that next week I can come and say thank you for this energy that you've had. I pray that happens. But we move in it. Big game tomorrow.
Listen, I'm not going to win.
But I want to say something, though.
Yeah.
One thing that I know is a violation is this VAR stuff, though. Yeah. And once again, VAR has showed the incompetency, or however you say the fucking word, I don't fucking care. These men have violated again. How can you be in a professional Premier League game and tell me you did not draw the lines to check for offside?
Listen,
you're violating on purpose.
Listen, yeah. This whole month, VAR is guaranteed for match fixing. I understand now.
Match fixing,
I guarantee,
bro.
Like, I've now deeped, there has to be some people above, rich people that are probably one of these lot, and tell them, no, don't run that decision and keep it the way it is. Like, right. That's the only way. Fam, because, like, I don't know if you saw the Chelsea handball, yeah?
Like, bro,
despise each other's teams. But VAR decisions have been so bad this year.
That one was bad.
That the man them actually sympathize. Like, you'll see a man them right in the group chats, like, yeah, rah. I'm seeing Chelsea got bumps still. Arsenal got bumps. Like, it's a lot. It's actually a lot. And it's probably going to be like that to the end of the season, isn't it? If anything.
Oh, definitely. And if this season comes down to that 1 point or 2 points that we dropped because of that Brentford match, bam, you never know.
I can't lie to you. I don't feel sorry for you, like, in any shape or form at all. When Casemiro got sent off,
man said he forgot to draw the lines.
Yeah, man.
Can you imagine in a Premier League game, bro? This ain't Sunday League. This ain't like flipping under 12s. Like, this is a Premier League, bro.
Isn't that the same ref here that did the decision for Eriksen, the Eriksen Martinelli team?
Yeah, that's my guy. When he said that Odegaard fouled Eriksen, which he definitely didn't, when Martinelli scored.
That's my guy.
So he shagged us twice.
Yeah.
And we lost that game and we drew this. It's a conspiracy.
That's what I'm saying to you.
Like, we can match City, man. We can beat City.
And I'm if here it was at for Etihad, this.
If tomorrow was at the Etihad, I hear it. But maybe I'm being naive, but I'm genuinely confident going into
City. I'm here for this and I'm loving the fear. I can smell off mics now, fam. I'm enjoying this, fam. So. And for all you listeners that are always shouting mics when Arsenal are down, keep shouting him, fam. Holler him anytime, whether he's at work. Don't ever stop, fam. You get me?
Hey, Mike, last question on this Arsenal topic here. Who are you starting tomorrow? Martinelli or Trossard?
Martinelli. Yeah, I know he's had a dip in form. I know he's, but I rate Trossard, but for this game, I need that pace of Martinelli. I need that explosiveness of Martinelli in it. Like, the person, if anything, I'll put NK on the bench.
Nketiah.
Yeah, and go Trossard in the middle, fam. I'll switch it up. Because, bro, okay. I love Nketiah so much. I know he's had decent run of form, etc. But he's just not what we need, fam. He's not that guy.
In certain games, you're just like, yeah, man.
Not that guy. You look at Balogun. Balogun is that guy. And no one can try to say, oh, I'm being a sheep or I'm trying to blah, blah, blah. Because I'm really not, fam. Like, Eddie went to my school. I got love for this guy. I want him to do very well in everything he does, etc. But man's been rooting for Balogun from two seasons ago, fam. I said Balogun is the striker that if we are going to give a chance to the young G's, give it to Balogun because he's actually, he's the real Ian Wright, fam. It's not Eddie, bro. Balogun, no, I'm being serious. I'm not trying to violate Eddie, bro. I'm not trying to violate Eddie. That's I like Eddie. No, I'm not, bro. I'm not trying to violate Eddie. Eddie is does what he needs to do, bro. But he's not the striker that we want at this club. Balogun is someone I could actually give time, fam. Because he's actually got pace. He can finish. He can the way he makes his move, his movement, everything. Eddie don't move, bro. Eddie don't make runs. He's not that type of striker, fam. He's just static in the middle of the. He just stays in the middle of the middle of the goal or middle of the penalty box and poaches for goals from, which is good. We like that, but we don't. That's not the type of striker we need for Premier League winners, bro. We need a striker that can be. Odegaard's gonna be popping you through, and you're gonna be making them runs. Not like the goal we scored the other day against fucking Brentford. Them goals there, they're good goals, but bro, that's not the goals that we want to be scoring to win games, fam.
What do you mean?
Do
you see Balogun's goal the other day?
Can I ask you, obviously, Martinez has been part of your academy for a while, but isn't he capable of playing up top?
Nah. I don't like Martinelli up top.
Martinelli?
Nah.
He's too dumb.
as bad as it is, he's too dumb.
Hold on. Don't even try to downplay what man said. I'm telling you now, Balogun is a better striker than Eddie and Ketia, bro. And that's facts.
He's probably top goal scorer
in the league with Lionel Messi, Mbappe, Neymar. Like I said, are you taking a piss? My man's like 19, bro, 20, banging in goals. And the goals he's scoring as well, they're not tap-ins, fam. He's not scoring tap-ins, bro. 100%. He's scoring legit Batman goals, fam.
No, 100%,
but
bro.
So why don't your gaffer pull him back?
This is what I'm trying to say.
I'll tell to that guy, sometimes I have to tell him that he needs to pattern up, fam. Big man ting. Because even, Lilana, before we even move from this Arsenal topic, bro, Arteta needs to hold some smoke too, you know.
Why?
Because he's a good manager, but he's showing that he's inexperienced sometimes, fam, because he needs to learn how to switch up the match, fam. When shit is not working, he doesn't know how to switch it up, bro. We don't have enough players to switch it up. Switch it up, bro. Bring on Tierney.
Like, switch for what?
I don't know, but bring on the players, fam, and make a change, fam. Ben White has been fucking shit for a couple of weeks.
From the last month, yeah, would you say you've seen tactical prowess from...
Nothing. It's just been the same shit every fucking week, bro.
He's been playing what's been working. How can you blame
him for playing... No, it's not working! What do you mean he's been playing what's...
We're top of the league. It's clearly working.
Since teams are now starting to suss you lot, fam, and they're playing a certain type of way against you, bro. So Everton, Brentford, look, as I'm looking at the possession for you, man,
this
whole possession against you lot. You had double of possession of Brentford, fam. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, I'm just going to give you some context. Before Brentford played Arsenal, you know they were unbeaten in nine, right? Mm. So Brentford aren't just any team that...
Everton? Everton?
Bro, Everton, new manager bounce, Sean Dyche, new manager bounce. Everton's our bogey team, away team. That match was a loss, always. Mm. So I don't know, man. I genuinely feel that, yes, in the past couple of weeks, it's been frustrating because obviously Arteta's been playing using the same formula, which has been working up until this point, but now it seems that teams are starting to clock on if you double up on our wingers.
Pep's realized it's not working.
I think we need to trust Arteta a bit more, man.
I've trusted Arteta, but if he bottled this one, I'm gonna smash his head, fam.
I just think, especially because I said this prior to the City game, obviously, especially how the season's going. These teams are now sacking their managers, relegation. Everyone is crunch time now. It's actually crunch time. Like you can't expect the same team that you're gonna get that you faced the week before, played the week before. Look at Tottenham; they went on to beat City, and then the week after, you're getting smacked by Leicester. Like this league is mad. So I'm telling you, man, like, it's literally a game-by-game thing. So that this idea that whatever he's done prior is working, nah. Now it's a different, it's a whole different ballgame.
Say no more, man. Say no more, man. Like, we're still top of the league. Like, we'll see tomorrow, innit? Like, we'll see what happens tomorrow.
We'll see you in 20.
But before we get into Manu, we're just going to go on a quick little break. We'll be back in a sec. Yeah, sorry about that. Just had to sort out something quick. But yeah, long story short, Arsenal, we're playing City tomorrow. It's a massive game. Max is obviously on the cautious side. I hear it. I'm on the positive side, optimistic. I think we're going to win. Even if we don't win, it's not the end of the world. Still 18 games left to play, 17 games to play. Like, it's, there's going to be bumps in the road. There was never going to be a smooth. I hear it because we started off so well, our standards are here. And now, because we're having a little dip in form,
I love hearing this now. Because
no,
again, listeners,
no,
prior to the City game, listen to me.
And what I'm trying to say to you is, this has been our best ever start, right?
So, yeah, 100.
The way we've dropped in form in prior seasons, even in back when Arsenal were a great side, like even back in like 03, 04, Invincible times, if we had these sorts of slips in form, we wouldn't have reacted to it the same way because we didn't start off so well. So I absolutely understand as to why Arsenal fans are panicking now. But I just personally think that this was never going to be smooth anyway. I just think it's going to make it even sweeter at the end when we win, when we lift that title. Nah, maybe I'm being naive.
Max, a month ago, Max was home clear still.
Don't worry, nah, he'll soon come back.
He's ready to pull up at the parade.
I'm just
asking for days off at work already for fam, like.
It's calm, man. Be nervous
because tomorrow everyone is locking in. Every fucking Premier League fan is locking into that.
Lock in, and you'll see it. Lock in. But yeah, man, let's move on to United. United played Leeds on Sunday, which
I mean, we played them in the week as well.
You played them during the week. What was the score? 2-2.
Yeah,
2-2. Casemiro got sent off, so everybody was thinking that, you know, no Casemiro going into this game. Leeds just sacked Jesse Marsh as well. Was there going to be new manager bounce? Like, was there going to be, you know, United showing some of the Ollie form? But hats off to you, man. You want to know, Leeds had you, man, on ropes in like the first half, but second half, you dealt with them. Rashford again, and Garnacho, he's looking more and more impressive. So,
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Literally, the last two games, yeah, I've seen two sides to a lot of players. I'm gonna go. Obviously, I don't know if you guys are aware. Obviously, Fred got man of the match in the the game. Yeah, he got man of the match in the Leeds. the 2-0 win in it, and I don't know if you obviously saw the 2-2 during the week. But Fred is a paradox. Fred is actually a paradox in it. Like, you don't know what sort of player you're either gonna get. You're gonna get a Brazilian, or you're just gonna get a Sunday league baller, innit? Like, this guy is he's just different, innit? And again, he played similar shape. I think played the only difference is we had switched out, rested Varane and Martinez. He played Maguire and Shaw and centre back on the game on Sunday. I'm just glad to get through that, you know, 4 points against Leeds. Especially like you said, new manager bounce, no Casemiro as well. And you know what, since the Arsenal game, like, I was disappointed obviously when we lost, but I, like most United fans would agree, we are actually well ahead of progress in terms of Ten Hag's build for this team. We're well ahead of progress. Like, we never expected to be in this position, and like, even this whole title race thing, like, we're not in the title race like that.
That's what I was going to ask you, like, where are you, man? Because top four seems to be, no, I'm not going to say like confirmed, but you look good for the top four. So what's, like, what are we saying?
Listen, at the beginning of the season, when we took them two losses, yeah, nobody would have expected us. Like you said, top four was, are these men even going to get into top four? Top four, innit? Like, but to be now in a position where we are comfortably third, we're in a position where if City and Arsenal want to lack, we're there in it, but I don't think we're in the title race like that. I do believe it's you two.
Don't try it, fam.
Wait, man. Just two days ago,
these men were second place with 6 points behind, fam. So I don't want to hear.
Listen,
and he's not in the title race,
listen,
fam. Listen, don't try it, fam.
Listen, yeah, listen. We shouldn't even be here in this position. However, statistically, yes, we're still in the title race.
Yes, you should, because you spent $1 billion.
No, trust me. But
wait, don't do this, because you lot have spent money as well, fam. But Arteta didn't spend all that money, fam. Like I said, fam, you lot had players to get rid of. You had Aubameyang, all them guys. Arteta didn't get, fam. We still have players in our team. Just view it as Ten Hag doing his thing, not United. Cool, we spent money prior to that. But we're talking about what Ten Hag is doing with the team, fam. Because if we're going to do that, then I'm going to go jump on Chelsea, fam. Then I'm going to go jump on the other team.
But Ten Hag spent 200 million in his first fam, chance. Can you imagine? What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's not a lot in this market.
It's a lot, fam. You spent 80 million on Anthony.
Yeah, and that's one player, fam. So the 120 million to get Casemiro, Eriksen, Malacia, Martinez, fam. Like, if you want to drop that price here, cool. But then name the players that he's managed to get. And with that money, that's good value, fam. We spent 200 million in the past, and it's
been
used.
That's not the point, fam. Don't make it seem as if you shouldn't be where you are.
If that's the case, yeah, Chelsea should be top of the league. If we're gonna do, who's
yeah, they should be.
Money.
They should be, fam. Chelsea should be fucking beating West Ham the other day.
We know the situation. Yeah, however, context. We know the situation with Ball. They've got injuries right now, fam. You need time to integrate players. Like Arteta needed time to integrate his players, fam. You cannot say Odegaard was banging straight away, fam. He needed time to bed himself in, fam. Like, you know, you've had time to build this team up, fam. So, again, that's why I'm giving Ten Hag props. Cool, you bought the players. You're now working out my system, the best players to go into it. We had, obviously, Casemiro, Eriksen, them two out of the team situation, Eriksen long term, Casemiro because of the red card situation. We managed to get Sabitzer in. He's managed to move players about, playing short centre back. You know, you've got Wan-Bissaka, who everyone was saying he was out. You managed to get him back on form. You now got him and Dalot competing for that spot. Like I said, we're more than happy with the progress that we've made so far. So for us statistically, yes, we're in the title race, but the title race is not there for us like it is for you and City. Like, the only way that we're going to get into it, it's not like we're expecting one team to mess up. We need two of you to mess up. And that's very unlikely, fam. Do you know what I mean? However, if you do, then we're there, innit? If you were to both draw tomorrow, then we don't know, fam. That's 2 points lost from both of you, fam. You draw again, that's another 2 points lost. So, you know, maybe in 2 weeks, 3 weeks' time, my view will change. But at the moment,
we can revisit this in a couple of weeks. Okay.
At the moment, I'm just happy about the progress he made. I'm happy about the tactics that I'm seeing him display. I'm happy about the players, for example. I don't know if you guys obviously saw Sabitzer as well. Had his first game against Leeds. Any guy, man. I think his first game, him and Fred, was a bit difficult. I don't think neither of them is their DMs. Like, a lot of United fans will agree. I think he's more of an eight. But I think the second game, I think he settled in quite well,
to be fair.
Yeah, definitely. Like, and he came on, like, in...
Needy, man.
He came on in the Palace game, literally, like, last 20 minutes or whatever. You've got 10 men, you know. He managed to jump into that intensity, and he hasn't been playing that often for Bayern as well. So, you know, from what Ten Hag is saying, he's a fit guy. But, you know, coming against Leeds, you know, as your first few games, Leeds are one of the most high-intensity teams in the Premier League. You know, he's managed to cut there, give 80, 90 minutes. So, yeah, man. And he played a massive part in one of the goals at the end as well. So, I'm happy of what we have so far. And I'm looking forward.
And what do you think about these rumours? Well, they're not even rumours. It looks like it's pretty much happening soon about United getting taken over by Qatar.
Bro, listen, yeah. We're gonna go into the City conversation, innit? But all I'm gonna say is if City don't get relegated, then bring that Qatari money still. Then it's everyone just forget financial fair play. Let's just splash the cash in it. Like, it's Football Manager thing. Be my thing. If it's like that, if City don't get relegated, then everyone's
not gonna get relegated, man.
Everyone should spend how they want. Chelsea.
Bro, I'm gonna be very honest with you, yeah. Dimeji, if Man United get them Qatar,
it's game over. It's not game over necessarily.
But it's peak, though.
For the league. No. Listen. Look, it's peak for Arsenal.
Yeah.
And it's peak for Liverpool, fam. And it's peak for Tottenham.
Yeah, it is.
The three top guns are going to be Man United, Man City and Chelsea. Those will be the three man competing
time,
for the
when
league
it's time for
the
contract
next 10
talk,
years,
yeah.
Fam. Because these men are just going to be slapping silly money on the table.
Yeah.
Bro, if Arsenal don't win the league this season, I'm not watching football anymore anyway, fam. I'm done.
If you don't win the league this season, you're not getting any other season. In the next three, four years. Nah, I'm sorry, man. You're not winning the league. If you don't, especially after seeing the January transfer window, I realize Arsenal owners,
we're not about it. But we're not talking about Arsenal. We're talking about you, man. I pray that Qatar deal does not fall through, because you, man, don't need any more money than you already have.
Listen,
you might have enough money as it is. You spend enough money.
You already spend like Qatari anyway.
Do you know what I mean? So imagine them now having Qatar money. They're going to just violate, fam.
And the thing is, but the difference is, with our club, that financial fair play thing is not...
It won't work. That's what I'm saying.
Because we make bread, fam. So that's different, fam. Like, the city
you can
team,
afford to spend that bread.
The city thing, we're going to go into that. But their counters, they move bogus there. They move mad. So, yeah, man. Like, for me, I just feel like there's a lot of moral issues with the Qatari money coming through and what that and whatnot. There's a lot of issues in regards to how the clearness of where the money's coming from and everything.
You man are going to be getting run by a club that beats women, fam.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
You man are funding wars out here, fam. Yemen and them, man.
Don't even start dishing you lot, fam.
You man's money's coming from blood, fam. Blood money, fam.
Allow it, man. Look at your
hand. Your club is called Red Devils anyway, fam. So you might bank genuinely.
Look at your club cheating Ozil, fam, when you mentioned the Muslim situation.
Man, fuck Ozil, man. Ozil's a little bitch anyway, fam. You man are Red Devils, bro. You're run by a Juju campaign anyway, fam. So I'm not even
surprised,
bro.
Still hating, fam.
Yeah, company, fam.
Honestly, it's I just, as long as the football side of it is okay, as long as the owners and Ten Hag have a good understanding, then I'm okay.
You might not in a good place, bro.
I'll be honest.
You might have been needed a good coach. You finally got a good coach, and look who's fucking banging in goal after goal after goal. Rashford, fam.
That's
all it takes, bro. All it takes is for you to bring in a decent coach that can teach you how to play decent football, and you just turn from a shit player into one of the best players in the league, fam. Like Rashford, right now, is scoring for fun now, fam.
What best player in the world right now in form?
That's cap.
Since the World Cup, stats wise, he's actually the best player right now.
But he's not the best player in the world right now. He's not.
Right now, okay, on form, name all the other players. Okay, if I'm going to go to PSG right now, Mbappe's not doing his thing right now. Messi's not doing his thing. Neymar's not doing this team.
Yes, are you dumb?
They're not doing this team. Since the World Cup, Haaland's not banging. Haaland hasn't been banging since the World Cup. Vinicius, Real Madrid have not been banging either. Real Madrid, Benzema, Vinicius, they've not been banging.
It's not Rashford,
either.
Man.
Who else? Numbers wise, Rashford has done more than him since the World Cup.
Allow it, man.
You might could check. I'm not lying, fam. It's not Martinelli, fam. Listen, come, Arsenal listeners, fam. Come and hit me up, fam. Tell me who right now on form is better than Rashford. Right now, who's better than Rashford on form? On form, who's better?
You know what's the maddest thing? As much as Rashford is scoring, don't move mad because he's not playing sick, fam. Even the league game,
he's not.
Don't try it, because I watched the Leeds game. He was speedy.
He was speedy for the whole game, and then he scored, fam.
His 5.0 rating goes to 7.0 because he scored, fam.
Do you know what it is? His aura right now, is who was even talking about it, fam? Like, one of the pundits was basically saying he's just at a place, because if you watched him last year, they were comparing his clips, him playing off the left or whatever, he'll maybe cut in, he'll have to think about what he's doing. Whereas this year, it's just a bit more instinctive, isn't it? Even the headers, like, it's just the idea that, you know, I maybe not be playing that great, but just give me one chance, I'll score, fam. He has that energy with him right now, fam, and that's the main thing about it, fam. Yeah, you're not going to, every game, fam, you're not going to always bang, you're not always going to be able to dribble past man them and all of this stuff, but if you have that mentality that I'm capable of doing something, then that for me, you're still on form. Like, and that's what right now he's holding.
But he's not. Like, he hasn't been playing sick though. Don't move like.
But that's the thing about an on form player, bro. Like, even when you're not at your sharpest, or whatever, you still are able to create. You're still able to impact the game and still score and stuff like that. So that's right now what he has. Last year, him playing like you said, the way he played maybe against Leeds, it wasn't 100-100. He may not have scored or got an assist. So now he looks even worse than he was at the time. Do you get where I'm coming from? But yeah, man, he's right. He's riding his flow right now. He's enjoying. We're on a flow right now. Obviously, if you lot fuck up tomorrow and we do our thing again, then who knows, fam? You might decide.
You've got Leicester next, though, anyway. So, and there's no cash tomorrow. Cool. So you'll reap what you sow, innit? You'll see.
Yeah, but yeah, man, like, things are good at the moment. Obviously, I'm not gonna lie to you. We also spoke about Virgo.
What were we saying about Barcelona, though? You might not gonna get packed, though. You might not lose.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Sabitzer's even he's got a ban as well. He can't play that game.
Yeah, you might not lose in store.
I was looking forward to seeing him and Casemiro. Fam, listen.
I think Barcelona are the most on form team in Europe right now.
On form, yeah, you know, they are still. They're scared. They're actually scary. I don't know if you even saw how they packed up Real Madrid not too long ago.
I did. I think Barcelona and Napoli are like the most on-form teams or something like that.
Like, it's gonna be interesting still, but you know what? We have a manager who's got some tactics in it. So I'm actually I'm confident, fam. I'm actually like, we put a strong team out there. I feel like we could give him a good game, fam.
Okay.
I definitely think we could give him a good game, like. So yeah, man. Like, okay. It's gonna be interesting still.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see, innit?
Who have you got in Europa?
We're not in this round.
We're not with you peasants, fam. Qualified. Oh,
we're not in this round because obviously we won our group in it. So
that in.
I don't know who. I feel like we're playing the winners of someone, but I don't know if that's even. No, I don't think it's been drawn yet. Yeah, no, we're not playing still.
Can't believe we drew Barcelona, fam.
Joy. Yeah, it's peak still. It's peak.
Look, either way, I can't lie to you. If we get knocked out of Europa, it'll benefit, well, Premier League, if anything, that's better for us. We played the most games out of all.
No, you might need that Europa still, because Premier League, you're not winning the league.
No, I'm talking about in terms of like squad wise, like, we're actually so stretched. I think we played the most out of all the top five in the top five leagues out of the teams. We played the most games so far this season, fam.
I swear you've got Carabao final as well soon.
Yeah, Carabao final as well. So, like, we played a lot of games. Like, if we were to come out of Europa, it would obviously benefit us elsewhere, innit? But
I just clocked, you're playing this week, fam.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, bro, they're playing on Thursday.
That's gonna be juicy.
Yeah, watch City cookie lot, then we'll then do you've got team, ca-
then you got nah, Carabao. You got Carabao next Sunday, Pete.
Yeah, man. So yeah, man, I just and
you try grab, did you try to grab tickets for that?
No. Like, I'll go to the parade after we win the thing, though. Like, come on.
I said parade for Carabao.
Yeah, fam. Trophy's a trophy, innit? I can't lie to you. I'm scummy still. Especially if Arsenal, like, if United can get two trophies or something this season. Just give me say a no more, cushion.
Man. Say no more, man.
But honestly, it's looking good so far. Like I said, next season, it will be the season I really judge him more when it comes to the league. But our position right now, more than happy with it. You know, like I said, you don't slip up. If you don't want to do draws between you both and lose points, then obviously United are there, innit? But
you man aren't there, man. You man aren't anywhere. But fam, we'll see, innit? We'll see. Yeah, but just a couple of things to talk about as well before we start wrapping up. Obviously, Chelsea, we spoke about them about 5 minutes ago. Spent like, what is it, like 600 million? In this season, and they drawn 1-1 to West Ham, and people are saying that for all the players that they have, the João Felixes, Enzo Fernandez, the Mudricks, is Graham Potter really that guy to take them to where they want to be? Obviously, people are saying that, you know, Chelsea are trying to get away from that ruthless mindset they had, where they're just sacking managers left, right, and centre, and apparently they have trust in Graham Potter. But just wondering what you, man, think. Do you think that Graham Potter is that guy?
Personally, I don't think Graham Potter is that guy. I watched Chelsea the other day. I'm not going to lie to you. Chelsea are cooking, fam. If they sign that, I mean, no. In fact, no, I'll take that back. They're not actually cooking yet.
Nah, they are, man.
But they when I say they're cooking, Felix they've got good players. Hold on.
It's fake, fam.
That Enzo Fernandez is a baller. I'm not going to lie to you, because the way he's just settled in, straight away, like he's been playing Prem, he's cold. But if they sign that Felix done and they get a striker, then it's long. Because that Felix guy, Frank Gordon didn't come to Arsenal because everyone would have been pissed if he came to Arsenal, bro.
I know this,
he's what
fam.
We need right
I
now.
I know this.
He is what we need right now, fam.
Yeah.
Bro. Because he is a baller. He's silky. Bro, Chelsea are cooking. And I think I saw rumors the other day that there's a possibility they could get the ex-Bayern coach. What's his name?
Flick.
Flick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the type of coach that they need, fam.
That would be violent.
You know, one of them coaches that they know how to deal with quality players, having so many players, that's what Chelsea need. And once they get that manager, then Chelsea are going to start cooking because they've actually got a banging squad.
And I keep saying this to everyone, Chelsea this season, injury is what done them in. Like, especially big injuries like Kante. I don't think people realise. I think Kante is probably Chelsea's most important player, fam. Like, I just feel like he gets their
he's
team
dead now, man.
No, he's not, man. He's 31. He's the same, same age as Cassidy. Bro, like, this guy is not washed, but I'm telling you, man. Like, even when you think about the season in Champions League, this guy, bro, he's a big game player, man. He knows how to... Nah, man. He's the key to Chelsea linking up. And if you can get him in that middle with all them attacking players around him, the Enzo, Mudrić, Felix... I'm telling you, Chelsea are going to be scary. They're going to be scary. Why this season, if Arsenal don't win the title, that's what I'm saying to you. Next season is very, very long.
No, but that's what I'm saying to you. Like, do you think it's going to be like Graham Potter that can take them there? Or do you think they'll have to get someone else?
I think that owner's ruthless, isn't it? And I honestly feel like you said, I do feel like they're looking at other clubs, other managers, sorry. Like,
bro.
I'm even hearing talks about Mourinho might be coming back as well.
Nah,
I doubt Mourinho. Mourinho's expired, man.
Mourinho. Stop,
that coach, that owner, but, I know he would tell Pardo at the end
ruthless,
of the season.
did you hear what I heard about the Cucurella thing, fam? Well, I was telling you in the group chat, bro.
He's definitely ruthless.
How can they ask Potter? Like, I don't know if the listeners know yet, but there must have been a post now that Bowley guy, he's liked, innit? It was basically saying that Cucurella's not good enough for Chelsea, innit? And he's liked the post now, innit? So they obviously asked Potter about it. And he's
Mudrić. I saw something that Mudrić
No. That was the Mudrić thing. That's separate, innit? That's what I'm saying. For Cucurella, it's hot right now, innit? Yeah, so they asked Bowley. They're like, oh, rah, like... They asked Potter, like, oh, what? So Bowley liked this post and whatnot about Cucurella not being good enough. But Potter was just like, oh, I don't even know about this social media thing, innit? Like, I don't have social media like that. So, you know, I don't know what's been out there. But this, I'm telling you, he's ruthless.
I'm telling you now, if Chelsea get panned in Champions League and he doesn't
at least get top six,
of the season, he's just going to go Potter. He didn't get the Champions League. He didn't get top four. It is time to go. I'm going to sack you, man. Bro, watch. He'll do that, bro. I know he's ruthless like that. Them Americans don't fuck around, bro.
Imagine, you think this guy is doing the Mudrić. Look at the deal that they had to do to get Mudrić, fam. Man's paying a charity, fam, to get a player. You think he has loyalty to Potter?
Fam, that's funding a war, fam.
He has no loyalties to Potter, bro. He has no loyalties to Potter, fam. Potter will be gone. Potter will be gone, fam, like, in within seconds. So,
I hear it. Yeah, but I don't think Potter's the guy to take them. I liked Potter at Brighton, but I just think that I feel like it's just too big of a job for him, man.
I don't think he knows what... I just feel like at Brighton, where he had... smaller names, smaller egos. You know, it's a lot easier to build up players. But when you're looking at his bench, when you're looking at the players he has, like I watched their recent game in it, like, and he must have, when he took off Mudrić and that, and obviously this is why I sent you the post about Mudrić and Cucurella in it. Mudrić is a player that thrives where his fullback plays the ball to him a lot, fam. Yeah, but when I watched the game, Cucurella had played like. Barely plays the ball to him.
Doesn't pass to him.
It doesn't pass to him at all. So there was even a situation where Mudrić is obviously like to post where it shows that Cucurella's airing him, innit? So this is where we're saying that things are looking hot for Cucurella. But like, as the gaffer, he brings on Chilwell and he takes off Mudrić as well. Like, it doesn't make sense. I don't feel like he knows what team he's meant to be playing with.
And,
right
he, and
like,
for him Mudrić. To be taken off Mudrić, that's just, again, he's already... First of all, Mudrić is dumb anyway, because Mudrić should just come Arsenal.
Yeah.
He will have excelled at Arsenal.
He's dumb. You fucked up.
No,
you
we didn't fuck up.
No, they
fucked
up. No,
he fucked up.
But number two, it's a, you can already tell, with a club like Chelsea, everyone's got egos, bro.
Yeah,
if say, for example, Bell, the players are rating Mudrić, yeah? And mm-hmm. then coach is now subbing him. You're going to start getting Chinese whispers that, bro, why is he subbing you, though? this manager's dead, fam. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
That's how it starts. That's how it starts, bro.
Bro, and he brings on Chilwell. Because, like, I know Mudrić is already fired shots, man, because I even see him on Instagram. He was like, he took a picture of Chilwell. He's like, this is my dog, innit? Like, and you know them ones there, yeah, they'll probably chat like, yeah,
I saw that actually. I saw that.
Was that legit though?
Yeah, it was real.
Did he actually post it?
Yeah.
Nah, he's violated. He's violated on purpose, still.
Fam, you know, fam, listen, we've all been players. We know how this is, fam. You know what he's trying to do, fam. You know what that was? You chill with your boy instead of the
he's
guy.
He's trying to stir the pot.
Yeah.
Corella's not starting this season. He barely can't start the next game. He's done.
He's fucking shit. Sorry for my
language. He's dead, man. He's rubbish.
Like, I'm so sorry. Like, when we talk about worst chances this season, when it comes to SCZ, he is definitely going up there, fam. Like, he is terrible. He is terrible. I don't know why this... What, 60 mil?
60 mil.
60 mil. And we take corn for buying Wan-Bissaka for 50. Now, I'd rather have some guaranteed defender, fam. Like,
paying 50 for Wan-Bissaka is still mad, though. Let's not... 60 let's not...
for Cucurella, fam. What's his qualities? What qualities does he actually bring?
He I don't know.
Ah, right, cool. There we go, then. That's how I said, fam. So, yeah, man. Like, it's a lot still. But now, I'm here for Chelsea's demise this season anyway. Like, you know... We know you lot are cooking something, but yeah.
Yeah, next season is when it might start getting peak. But
when it returns.
For now, I ain't too worried about Chelsea. But yeah, last couple things as well before Gakpo. We wrap up.
Gakpo finally got his thing.
Oh yeah, Gakpo, Liverpool finally got a win yesterday against Everton. I think it was. I watched the game. It was quite a boring game, to be fair. Mm. But they looked to. I feel they got Champions League next as well. I don't know who they're playing. Let me actually check.
They got Real Madrid next week.
They got Real Madrid next week. They got Newcastle on Saturday, Real Madrid on Tuesday. So they needed that win yesterday. Mm. Bad. Obviously, Gakpo scored as well. Who else is there? Spurs. They look to be in a lot of trouble. Bentancur tore his ACL.
You got Spurs against AC Milan today.
I think they'll beat AC Milan though.
You think?
I think they will. I don't know. I just feel like they will. Actually, they got no midfield now. They got no Bissouma, no Bentancur.
Imagine that. Just after the transfer window closes as well.
No, I know. And I saw a quote from Conte yesterday. He was saying that, he loves being in the Premier League, but Italy is his true love or something. Basically, he's dipping. I mean, his contract ends at the end of the season. I think
he is going to dip. Anyway.
Yeah.
You think Poch is coming back?
Poch.
If he comes back, he's a bitch. I don't care. He's a bitch if he comes back.
If you come back now,
because I know you left because Levy weren't giving you what you wanted, fam.
Exactly. So
if you come back now, Levy's going to say, what, you want the same money? No. You can get less now, fam. He's definitely...
And he's low-key coming back to a worse... In fact, he's coming back to a worse team than he left. Kind of.
I don't think Kane's going to stay there.
No, because you think about it, he had like Vertonghen, Alderweireld.
Yeah, that was a serious
Dembele,
team,
Wanyama, Eriksen, Ali,
oh, yeah,
Son, Kane. Yeah. Nah, man, he left a better team than he's coming back to still.
Man's got Eric Dier in centre-back now. Yo.
Because, like, off the top of my head, I generally... Besides Kane, there's only, like, 3-4 Tottenham players that I would be like, okay, nah, like a proper rate.
You would take Son.
Not right now, fam. You've been poor, bro.
I'm definitely not taking Son in 2023. No chance.
But forget this, but you would take Son.
Over Martinelli in 2023, nope.
But what about prior to that?
Yeah, Prime Son. Last season, Son, I would have taken, but Son this season, nope.
I don't, for me, I don't just judge players just on like one period, fam. Like, I'll take Son.
Yeah, but bro, like, it's been the whole season. Now. We played 30 plus games in all comps now. Like,
I don't think.
And a World Cup. I
don't think he suits Poch's game. That's me personally, innit? I don't think he suits Conte's game. That's me personally. Oh, right.
Yes.
And I think well, since Conte's come, things ain't been the
aim. No, it's hard because, man, last season he won Golden Boot. So I don't know. He's just been poor this season, and I feel like he's starting to fall off a bit. But yeah, man, Spurs look like they could be in some trouble. But they're playing Milan tonight, like you said. Maybe they can win. Because top four is going to be tough for them because they're 2 points off with having played a game more. Brighton are still local. Even Fulham are local as well. Never know, man. Never know. But what else happened this weekend? Southampton sacked their manager after 3 months, which was mad. I don't even think it was 3 months. Apparently, they're getting Jesse Marsh as well, which I think is a bit crazy.
Nothing major else happened this weekend.
Yeah, nah, nothing mad. But it's just
a lot of draws and stuff.
Yeah, but tomorrow's the big game, man. The big day. Game, man. Big day, the big game, whatever you want to call it. Arsenal v City. I'm still confident. Like, we're not going to get into it again because we still need to do Donkey of the Week, but I'm still confident. So, next time we record...
3-0! 3-0, let's go.
I'm either going to have egg on my face or I'm going to be like, telling you, man, that I told you so. But we'll see, man. No, but
City ain't winning, man.
Huh?
No, City ain't winning, man. They can't, man.
Yeah, they're not.
Say it with confidence. Give me score prediction, fam. In fact, let me
score prediction.
Where's the score 2-1. Prediction? Let me
2-1
to Arsenal.
2-1 to Arsenal. 2-1 to Arsenal. Saka scoring as well.
Jeez, he said
2-0 Arsenal.
2-0. Say no more.
2-0.
Well, who's scoring, Max?
2-0 Arsenal. Martinelli to score.
Fair.
Okay, say nothing. I'm going straight 3-0 Man City still.
City clean, are not 3-0
clean,
enough.
Clean sweep. Yeah, clean.
City
clean,
are not... Bro, clean. Jacob, be real, man.
I think they're
going to
come... They're
3-0.
Gonna, straight 3-0. Clean. Oh,
this guy, man.
Clean.
Nah, you're biased, man. You're biased.
I'm never biased. Do you know the reason I said that? I'm fully just going off that guy's prediction, fam, because he's predicted two of your games so far, fam. Nah.
You need to send me that guy's... I need to abuse him.
Hey, listen. Max, I know you're going to chuck a young fiver on it, fam, so... Yeah.
No, I ain't chucking shit, fam. I'm just going to watch this game and hope for the best.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't even bet anyway, but when I did bet here and there, I never bet on Arsenal, man. Too unpredictable. And I feel like I was jinxing it.
Nah, it's written for you guys to just somehow turn up tomorrow.
Shut up, man. We're going to turn up. I don't want to hear anything you have to say, fam.
We're going to turn up. I'm telling you right now, we're going to turn up.
But just know, if you don't, it's long.
Still. If we don't bro, fine. City go top on goal difference. That's fine.
All your Arsenal fans will be at work, fam, when that result comes in. Yeah, you can hear my message after, fam.
We'll be calm, bro. We'll be calm. but let's see, innit? And obviously, United got Barcelona on Thursday. Another big game. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But before we wrap up, let's just do Donkey of the Week. I'm going to let Jacob start. Because I can't think of mine yet.
Oh. Do you know what? Yeah, I don't know if we've actually given it yet, but it might have to just, for me, when I personally think of the actual fuck ups this week, it might have to go to VAR, like just the referee association, whatever you want to call it, because the amount of decisions and the way they've come out to actually admit these errors, for me, it's just, like going the Casemiro game. You know, you're using one camera angle to look at a red card, slow motion.
Bro, that was a red card.
That's a red card, man.
It wasn't a red card, man. Even
yes, it is.
Bro, even pundits after. Bro, they saw it after the other angles. He's not grabbing his throat, fam. Like,
bro, he was grabbing his throat. Are you dumb, fam? Man, okay, choke slammed him, and okay, you're telling me you weren't grabbing his throat.
And regardless, if you wanted the inconsistencies, yeah, if you're going to do that, in that hole amongst the thing, you're getting players banging people in the throats. Ayew should have been sent off. Fred should have been sent off. but then you decide to only single out things. So,
nah, that's fair enough.
That's but fine. Yeah, but Casemiro still should have got sent off.
Nah, Casemiro gripped them by his neck.
Listen, and oh, even, you better plan even, up, nah, nah, even when you watch, like I said, when they do these VAR decisions, it's inconsistent because they choose which things that they're going to use. So, for example, in your game, you don't want to. They didn't want to use the line this time, fam. In our game, you only use one camera angle because if they had shown the other camera angles in that game, the ref might have made a different decision, fam. That's why. That's one of the reasons we were going to appeal, but because of the final, we don't want to risk it, innit? But and in the Chelsea game, you had that clear handball, no VAR, nothing, innit? So for me, I just feel like this week has to just go to the referee association because too much.
I think due to time as well, I'm going with them as well. I think they've made many poor decisions, especially for Arsenal. Brentford number one against Newcastle. We had it last season against fucking Man City. We should have got a pen against Odegaard. Like, we can go on how many times we've been violated by VAR. Even Man United this season, we got violated.
Yep.
We saw how Chelsea got violated. So, and then for them to come back and say sorry that we didn't use the lines just even sums up as if these men are just violating on purpose. So,
I agree.
Yeah, the evidence is there. We don't really need to. Yeah, it's VAR, man.
And you know, it's going to happen to them. The worst thing is, I just anticipate.
We're going to get shaked tomorrow.
Mad decision.
We're going to get shaked tomorrow.
Even worse decisions.
There's something's going to happen in the game tomorrow. We're going to get shaked. We're going to get shaked. So, yeah, VAR is going to have to hold it. Just the whole referee and association. We dunk it a week.
But
I think that just about rounds us up. So, listeners, thank you once again for joining in. Mandem, thanks for jumping on the pod as well. You know the socials already. Instagram, Box to Box Podcast. Same on TikTok as well. So you can see some of the content we got there. And yeah, man, we'll catch you guys soon. Peace out.
All right, peace out, man. See you next week, bro. I'm not going to lie, I need an Arsenal win, though.
Yeah. We're winning, man. Don't watch that.
Go and see.
United fans saying that. Have some shame. In a bit.
Trust me.